Our page announcer is not here. It's in the Hebrew. It's page 12 at the bottom. The middle of Perek Beis. 12 on top. 8 on the bottom. Did we get to the bottom of the page? I know we discussed it early. Huh? We did get to the bottom of the page? Huh? Okay, so we're going to start. Shh. 8 at the bottom. The last, or on top, it's 12. The last word on the page. But before we go, I'm going to explain what the Alter Rebbe is discussing over here. The Alter Rebbe is explaining that every Jew is the neshama of every Jew is a part of Hashem. Okay? And as he elaborates the analogy of a child, the analogy of the Hashem blowing into us the neshama, which means you blow the essence into the person. So then the Alter Rebbe asks the question, if all neshamas are part of Hashem, all neshamas originate in Chochmah Vatzilus, how is it possible that there's so many different levels of neshamas? You have the neshamas of the earlier generations, like the Avos and Moshe Rabbeinu, which were called heads. And our generations, the Zohar calls us Ikvesid the Mashiach, the heels, right before the coming of Mashiach. So they're heads and we're heels, level-wise of neshamas. And then you have in every generation, the heads of the people, and the hands of the people, the stomachs, the feet, and so on, and the toenails of the generation. So the question is, if all the neshamas originate in the same place, so how is it that there's so many different levels of the neshamas? Okay, that was the Alter Rebbe's question. So the Alter Rebbe elaborated, and he explained like this. The analogy is, again, the analogy of the seed of the father that creates the child. This one seed, through the 9 months of pregnancy, becomes broadened to such an extent that from the same seed becomes created the head of the child, the stomach of the child, the feet of the child, and even the toenails, afilu tziponi raglav, even the toenails are also created from this one seed of the father. It's meaning, even though it's one seed, but the one seed is spread apart to various different levels. And he says, yet the toenails are connected to the father, because it comes from the seed of the father, plus the toenails get their nourishment from the child's head. So in other words, you have the seed of the father, right, that creates the entire baby, the head to toe, and then you have within the child itself, the toes, the feet, get their sustenance and nourishment from the head of the child. But the head of the child is what connects them to the father. So there's three things here. There's father and child, and plus, the child is connected to the father, but the feet of the child is connected to the father through the head of the child. Okay, that's what the Alter Rebbe explained. And we learned that the way the neshama comes down from Atzilus into the world, whether it goes express or local, whether it gets affected or not affected, like we learned last time, so that causes the different levels of the neshama. So the Alter Rebbe is finishing up, before we go further, the Alter Rebbe finished up by saying, this explains the concept that the feet of the Jewish people, the lowest Jew, is still connected to Hashem, who is the Father. But the nourishment of the feet of the child comes through the head of the child. Which means, as the Alter Rebbe says, the nourishment of every soul is nourished from the head of the generation, meaning from the tzaddik, from the Rebbe of the generation. Just like the nourishment of the toes of the child comes from the head of the child, even though they both came from the father, the same way every Jew's nourishment and existence is dependent on the head of the Jewish people, which is Rebbe Reish B'nai Yisrael, which is the lifeline of the entire Jewish people. Okay, this is where we're up to now. So now he says,
physically as well as spiritually?
Huh?
Are you saying physically?
Spiritually. Spiritually. We'll see. Ubizay Yuvan, now we'll understand what Chazal say on the Pasuk, Ladov Kabei. Okay, next page on top. There's a Pasuk in Chumash that says, Hashem says to a Jew, you're supposed to cling to Hashem. Ladov Kabei, to cling to Hashem. So the Gemara says, V'chiyavshi Ladovik B'Shechina. How can you cling to the Shechina? God is like a fiery thing. How can you connect to the Shechina? So the Gemara says, what it means is, Shetkol Ladovik B'Talmidei Chachamim. Whoever clings to scholars, Hashem considers it kilo nidbek b'shchina mamish, as if you're clinging to Hashem himself. In other words, if a person wants to cling to Hashem, the Torah says you have to cling to the scholar, and the scholar is what clings you to Hashem. And we'll see. Kaidei dvika b'tveika b'tamid chachamim, because by binding yourself to the scholars, kshuris nefesh ruach neshama becomes bound and tied. The nefesh of the amei ha'aretz, of the illiterates, umiyuchedes b'mhus and arishin, and becomes united in their first essence, v'shoshim in their source, shebechachmi ilah, which is in the level of chachma v'atzilas, chachma v'Hashem, was, as he said before, hu yizbarich v'chachmasi echot, Hashem and his chachma are one, hu amada, Hashem is the knowledge, the knower and the knowing, which means Hashem and his wisdom is one, like we learned before. I want to elaborate and get it again. So therefore, in order to cling to Hashem, you need to cling to a Rebbe. And that's what the Pasuk is saying. And he explains, why is this? Why is it that in order to cling to Hashem, it's really a Pasuk in Chumash, Moshe Rabbeinu says, I am standing between you and Hashem to bring you to the word of Hashem. Now, what does it mean? Moshe Rabbeinu is the Memutza Mechaber, the intermediary that connects the Jew to Hashem. And last week we started discussing this, the concept of Rebbe-Chassid relationship that a lot of non-Chassidic people have problems with, putting it mildly. Now, what is their problem, and why isn't it a problem? Their problem is, because according to their belief, which is correct, by the way, a Jew is not allowed to have anything between them and God. A Jew, no intermediary, no Trinity, Shminities. You have to have straight Jew and Hashem. Nothing else. Okay? So therefore they say, by going to a tzaddik, by davening, you know, and doing all these things with tzaddikim, you're basically worshipping idols, to quote them. You're worshipping idols because you're putting somebody or something between you and God. That is the biggest, I don't know if we use it, idiotic concept, but it's a very foolish, misconcepted concept, if there's such a word, concept. And what Alter Rebbe is explaining over here is why it's a wrong concept. And last week we started discussing this. If you have a problem and you want somebody to represent you in court, then you need what's called the power of attorney. You need a power of attorney for somebody to represent you. Otherwise, as the Gemara uses the expression, if I have litigation with you and you're sticking up for them, I could say, Lav bal davar didiyat. I don't know who you are. What do I have to do with you? I have nothing to do with you. Who are you to deal for them? I have a problem with them. Well, who are you to deal with them? So in the court system, both in Torah and in Lahavdol, in the secular system, you have what's called the power of attorney. Power of attorney means I give you the power to represent me on my behalf. Then you are a separate entity who is representing me. Okay, in Yiddishkeit, that would be idol worshipping. If I would hire you as a power of attorney to represent me to Hashem, that would be a concept of Aveidah Zarah. But what happens if a person has a sore toenail? They have an ingrown toenail. And they want to go to the doctor. I haven't seen it yet, but you're not going to walk into the doctor's office and stick up your foot. What are you going to do? You're going to come to the doctor's office and you're going to tell the doctor, I have an ingrown toenail, please, or I have a heart problem, a foot problem, a stomach problem, a brain problem, please take care of me. Nowhere will you find that the doctor will tell you to the head, who are you to talk for your foot? You have a power of attorney, you have a letter giving that the foot gives you the right to speak, to communicate to me, representing the foot. You will never find such a concept. Not in the legal system, not in the normal system. Mishigoyim do it. But normal people will not say to you, who are you to be representing your foot? It's stupid. Why? Because the foot and the head is the same thing. It's the head of the foot and the foot of the head. It's one entity. It's not a separate entity that you need a power of attorney that somebody else is representing you, and therefore you need to have a document stating that I give you the right to do it. When you talk about, the Rebbe is explaining over here, all neshamas are God's children. Okay? All neshamas are coming from Hashem's chachma, just like a child, the seed is produced through the maturity of the brain. That's what children, kids cannot give birth because they don't have the maturity in the brain to produce a seed. The child is created from the seed of the father. The entire child is created from the seed of the father, meaning the head of the child and the foot of the child both come from the seed of the father. In addition to that, the head and the foot of the child are one entity, and the head is what's connecting the child to the father. That's the communication to the father. So what is a communicator of the person's body? The head. But it's not, God forbid, a separate entity that's representing somebody else. Which means, in Rebbe language, the Rebbe is our head. He's not somebody else that we're putting between me and God. I am the foot, he is the head, he is my communicator with our father, meaning Hashem. And the Rebbe is taking it even more. The life that comes from Hashem, from the father, to the toes of the child, has to go through the head of the child. And therefore, the Rebbe is going to say in the brackets coming up, that even a rebellious person who rebels against scholars, and the Rebbe explains, the Rebbe doesn't say you're a non-religious Jew. You could be a religious Jew, but you rebel against the tzaddikim, means you don't believe in the Rebbe's. He says like this, the nourishment you get anyway from the tzaddik, whether you like it or not. The question is only, do you get it direct, face to face, or does he throw it over to you over the shoulder? That's the only difference. In other words, what Moshe Rabbeinu, as the first Rebbe, Avraham Avinu wasn't a Rebbe, he was Avinu. You know, the first Rebbe was Moshe Rabbeinu.
What's the difference?
The role of Moshe Rabbeinu, the others didn't have.
So what's the difference between Rebbe?
Not now.
Okay.
If you remind me next week, if I'm bored, I'll explain.
Okay.
No, it's...
Okay, we'll go next week. Bye.
Okay, bye. Thank you. Thanks for the permission then. Now, so therefore, now the Rebbe is explaining over here like this. With this concept of what neshamas are, all neshamas are really essentially the same thing. They all originate in the same place. Just like the seed originates in the same place. And it just through the various levels of pregnancy, this part of the seed becomes the head, this part of the seed becomes the feet. And like we said, it's brought down in Svarim, or medical books, but in Svarim also, that the fetus is completed much before the ninth month. The ninth month is for the nails and the hair and all the other things that come in at the last part. So that whole thing, what differentiates the head from the foot, is the 9-month duration of pregnancy. But it's really the same, from the same place. And therefore he says, that now we can understand why the Gemara says, in order to cling to Hashem, you need to cling to scholars. Because the foot does not know how to communicate. The foot cannot connect itself to the Father. You need the head, the intelligence, and the mouth to be able to connect it to the Father. So if Jew who doesn't know how to communicate, because they're not heads that can talk and think and see, what are they? They're the feet. How do they communicate? What connects them to Hashem? That is the head of the Jewish people, i.e. Rebbe. Like we said, it's an acronym, Reish B'nai Yisrael.
But we daven to Hashem.
Right. You're not davening to Rebbe.
Right, no, of course not. No, but I'm saying, we can't communicate to Hashem. We do communicate to Hashem. Are you saying the Rebbe does it better?
Not only the Rebbe does it better, he knows what the problem is. In other words, when you have an ingrown toenail, the one that analyzes the problem knows that it's a problem, by the way, is the head, not the foot. What knows that there's an ingrown toenail? It's not the foot. The head is what knows that there's a problem. Scholars in Chumash are called Einei Ha'eda. Many times in Chumash you have the heads of the people are called the eyes of the community. Why are they called the eyes of the community? Because they see what's needed and they see what's going on. You know, there's a famous Gemara. We discussed this Gemara in the past. Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai, the famous Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai, was the Rebbe of Rabbi Chanina ben Deisa. Rabbi Chanina ben Deisa was known as the miracle worker. When people came to Rabbi Chanina ben Deisa to daven, the Gemara says Rabbi Chanina ben Deisa said, "You're going to live and you're going to die." He knew right away if the thing's going to work. So they asked him, "How did you know?" So he says, after the person comes to me to daven for them, if my davening goes fluently, well, straight, I know they're going to live. And if not, they know they're going to die. So Rabbi Chanina ben Deisa was known as the miracle worker. Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai is somebody in his family, I remember, if it was him himself, got sick. And Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai sent a messenger to Rabbi Chanina ben Deisa that he should daven for him. So Mrs. Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai, whatever her name was, said to her husband, "I don't understand. You're his Rebbe. He's your student. Why are you asking him to daven? If you're the teacher, you're the Rebbe, why can't you daven? What are you sending to him for?" Okay. So Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai answered a very profound answer. And he said, "Ani kesar lefnei hamelech, v'hu ke'eved lefnei hamelech." Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai said to his wife, "Listen, I know I'm greater than him. I'm the teacher, he's a student. There's no question. I am like an officer of the king, and he is like the servant of the king." What did Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai answer? Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai said, to give you in modern day language, you have the President of the United States. He thinks he's the king. Now, you have senators, congresspeople, they're big machers, right? Then you have the custodian engineer, i.e. janitor, that cleans the Oval Office. Okay? Now, or the secretary of the president, his personal secretary that's in the Oval Office constantly. Who has more access to the president? The janitor or the senator? The janitor has much more access to the president than the senator does. The senator can't go into the president whenever he wants. He still needs to make an appointment and he has to wait his turn. He's not an officer and this guy's a janitor. Yeah? Yet, there's a certain advantage of the janitor or a secretary. God forbid, secretaries are not janitors. I don't want to get anybody insulted. But the secretary has more access and more accessibility to the president than the senator does. Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai said, "Listen, I am greater than him, but that guy has more accessibility to God than I do. Sometimes, when a king makes a decree, or you want to nullify a decree that a king makes, sometimes you need a senator, an officer, to do it. Sometimes, if a little kid will come over to the king and say, 'Will you please do this for me?' they'll get better answers, better results from the king sometimes than the senator does. But you still need the senators." Okay? Which means, in practical language, we daven. We don't necessarily know what we're davening for. Because we don't know what the problem is. Like, the foot doesn't know what the problem is. The head knows what the problem is. That's why the Rebbe once said, that when you write a pidyon, the Rebbe spoke about the Friedrich Rebbe, when you write a pidyon, don't hack a chaynik. Because you're going to hack a chaynik, you're going to make it worse. The Rebbe said, the Rebbe knows better what you need than what you need. So don't hack him a chaynik, you know, what you need and what you want and what he should do for you. Just tell him, "Rebbe, help me, you know, whatever I need, give me." Okay? Because he knows better than you what. So a Rebbe, the tefillahs go through the tzaddik. The hashpah of alukus into the world goes through the tzaddik. The physical hashpahs go through the tzaddik. The tzaddik is our own head. It's not a separate entity. It's not avodah zarah chas v'shalom. It's not putting somebody between us and God. It's me and God, my head, communicating for the foot. That's all it is. And this is what Alter Rebbe is explaining over here in Perek Beis of Tanya. Because all this is what neshamas are. All neshamas come from the same place. Some become heads, some become toes, and everything else along the way. But it's one person. It's one entity. And by the way, this is how the Alter Rebbe explains later in Perek Lamed Beis of Tanya, the whole concept of Avos Yisrael. Because if you realize that all Jews are one big happy body, or miserable body, whichever way you want to look at it, one big mess, but the bottom line is, it's one big body. And just think you're not going to hate any part of your body, even people that hate the way their noses look, but if somebody else would tell them your nose is ugly, they'll get angry at them. Only they could say it. That's the way it works. I know. Listen, that's the way it goes. So, because it's one body. One body, one entity, you're not going to get angry at another part of your body. You're not going to hate something else of your body. You're not going to get angry at something else of your body. Now, the Rebbe is explaining over here the whole concept of neshamas, which are a part of Hashem, applies to the top neshama and the lowest neshama. And that's why 9 Moshe Rabbeinus don't make a minyan, and 10 yukels do. 10 morons, Jewish morons, will make a minyan, and 9 Moshe Rabbeinus don't make a minyan. 9 Moshe Rabbeinus are greater than 10 yukels. But the question is, what takes a minyan is 10 Jews. You don't need 10 tzaddikim, you need 10 Jews. Because all Jews are really one. And based on what the Alter Rebbe is explaining over here, it even goes a step further. The only difference between Moshe Rabbeinu's neshama or Tzaddik Rebbe's neshamas and our neshamas is not in the essence of the neshama. The essence of the neshama is all the same thing. His essence and our essence is the same thing, except his is always revealed and ours isn't. But the essence of the neshama is the same. A Yid is a Yid. Moshe Rabbeinu is not more Jew than us, and we're not any less Jew than Moshe Rabbeinu. Because the Neshama is a part of Hashem. The only difference is in the descent of the Neshama, whether it becomes, in other words, in the Moshul, the head is not more child of the parent than the foot is. And the foot is not any less child of the parent than the head is. Because they're both children from the same place. This came down to be a head, this came down to be a foot, but it's, in essence, it's the same thing. The only difference is how much covering came down on the neshama's intellect and feelings and midas and that's what the difference is. So the Alter Rebbe says in the brackets now, 5 lines in the top, those people that rebel and sin against the scholars, again, he's not saying against Yiddishkeit, against the scholars, yinikas nefesh ruach neshama shelahem, the nourishment of their soul comes mebchinas achorayim, from the outside back-sided level of the nefesh ruach neshamas tamidei chachamim, which means every Jew, whether they like it or not, gets their nourishment of elokus through the head. The only difference is, if you're connected to the head, then you get a face-to-face revelation. If you rebel against him, you're going to get it from him anyway. But the question is, he's not going to give it to you with a smiley face. He's going to throw it over the back, over his shoulder, and give it to you anyway.
And what does that mean to my son?
Huh?
What does that mean to my
son? In practical sense,
yes.
That if a person is not connected to a Rebbe, their relationship to Hashem is a very external level. Meaning a level which is not internalized in a way that you feel it. Because when a person is connected to a tzaddik, then the tzaddik elevates them because of the open relationship. He elevates them to a place that they couldn't reach on their own. Just like the head elevates the foot to a place that they couldn't do. And therefore, this is the famous vart. It's brought down already in Chassidish Sfarim, Pelish Sfarim, in many Sfarim. You have the word Machzis HaShekel. Machzis is spelled Memches Tzadik Yutzav. Right? The middle letter of Machatzis is Memches, two letters, Tzadik Yutzav. Tzadik is the middle letter. The two letters next to the Tzadik is Ches and Yud. Okay? Mem Tzadik. Mem Ches Tzadik Yutzav. The two letters next to the Tzadik is Ches and Yud, which is Chai. The two letters away from the Tzadik are Mem and Sof, which is Mace. So it's brought on its Svarim that if you can, dead. If you're connected to the Tzadik, then you're Chai, then you're alive. And if you're away from the Tzadik, then you're Mace, then you're dead. Physically, you could be very strong. But what? I might agree with him, and if you keep talking, I'll agree with him.
That's the thing I was thinking. Also, there's really people who are not Hasidim, you know, and they're very Kabbalic people.
There is.
No, it's only a rabbi. It's the rabbi. The rabbi that Rabbi Shishman was talking about. The rabbi. One head.
You wanna listen or you wanna?
I'd rather talk.
I know. That I know. Let's analyze it. Okay, it's late, but in Moshe Rabbeinu's time, and let's take the first generation of the nation of the Jewish people, yeah? Moshe Rabbeinu was his generation. Moshe Rabbeinu had a lot of holy people in his generation. There was a guy called Aaron HaKohen. Aaron had his kids, Kohenim. There were the Nesiim, the heads of the tribes. There were the Shivim Zkenim that had Nevuah, that prophecy. There were a lot of great people in Moshe Rabbeinu's time. Correct? But there was only one Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay? Or, as Alter Rebbe quoted the Pasuk in the first parak of Tanya, Tzadik Yesed Olam, there's one Tzadik who's the foundation of the entire world. The Pshim Ben Yochai, and I'm just going to say the Gemara to explain it, is not for now. The Pshim Ben Yochai said to his son, Rabbi Lazar, who hid in the cave with him, he said, if there's two tzaddikim in this generation, it's me and you. If it's one, it's me. There is one tzaddik per generation. That doesn't mean there are no other tzaddikim. Okay? There are a lot of other tzaddikim. There is, to give again the analogy of the Ovis, Yad Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov, they were called the patriarchs. Ovis. Okay? Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, Zvon, and all those 12 guys are not called Reuven Avinu, Shimon Avinu, and Levi Avinu. Okay? Because once it's split out into the 12 tribes, if you came from the Shevet of Reuven, you had Reuven's Aveda. If you came from Shimon, you had Shimon's Aveda. There were 12 distinct Avedas that every Jew, and the fact that Hashem made divine providence, so you're born to Reuven, it's the level of Reuven's Aveda, Shimon's Aveda, Levi's Aveda, and so on. The others, though, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov are called parents, patriarchs, because every Jew is connected to Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Not every Jew is connected to Shimon. If you came from Reuven, you weren't connected to Shimon. You were connected to Reuven. Obviously, you were cousins, but directly you were not connected. There could be many tzaddikim in a generation, and people could connect in a certain respect. The tribe of Reuven connected to the Nasi of Reuven, who was the leader of Reuven, and Shimon and Levi Yehuda. Nevertheless, there is one tzaddik per generation, one Moshe Rabbeinu per generation, that the hashpa of the entire generation, even the Nasiim, even Aaron HaKohen, even the elders, came from Moshe Rabbeinu, through them, and the various leaders, that the way it trickled down, until it finally came to the head, to the person himself. There was one head Okay? And then you have, like, you can have a head of a business, then you have different heads of departments, then you have subdivisions. Okay? There's one head of the business. That doesn't mean that as far as the lower levels are concerned, this is not their boss. But, the real hashpah of Elokus, Reish b'nei Yisrael, Reish, singular, there's one Nasi Hadad, that's the hashpah of the entire generation. Now, a person is allowed to believe that their leader, whether it's a Rosh Hashiva, Rabbi, whatever it is, they have the ability to think, if they want, that this is the Moshe Rabbeinu of the generation. Okay? The truth is, if they didn't think he was the Moshe Rabbeinu of the generation, why are they going to him? Why didn't they go to the other Moshe Rabbeinu? Right? Just like when it comes to the concept of Mashiach, when the Gemara asks, what's the name of Mashiach? So the Gemara says, the Yeshiva Rav Shila says Shila is his name. The Yeshiva Chizkiya said Chizkiya's name. The Yeshiva Rav Nachum says Menachem Shmei. Okay? What does it mean? Everybody felt that their Rebbe was the Mashiach of the generation. Okay? Now, the fact was that it's Rashi and Chumash. At the end of Chumash, when Yeshua is taking over leadership, Moshe Rabbeinu says, tell Mako, take a stick, the hacha called him, hit him over the heads. Dabet echad ladar v'leshnei dabarim. There's one speaker per generation, not two. That means, l'perl, there's one rebbe per generation.
Well, they're wrong. With Moshe, Hashem told us. Who told us that the rebbe? I'm a lot to believe that, but. When I look around, there are plenty of people that don't believe that.
If you look what the definition of a Rebbe is, and you learn it out from the first Rebbe, Moshe Rabbeinu, what the definition of a Rebbe is, then we'll leave it to your imagination who it should be. A Rebbe is one that because he's the head, meaning the entire body is the nerve center of the entire body is in the head. That means the head worries and cares about every single Jew, not about their own particular backyard, not about own certain types of Jews, but one that worries about every single Jew. I don't want to challenge you, but find me somebody else. So if they disagree, that's fine. Jews have a right to disagree.
I understand, but if the Rebbe is the head, then shouldn't everybody feel that way? I mean, if he is the head of the...
Let me ask you a different question. Is God the boss? Don't you think everybody should believe in God? Don't you think? Okay, are there people that don't? Huh?
Yeah.
Okay. A Jew should keep Torah mitzvahs? Yeah? At the present count, most Jews don't. Okay. So why don't they? And that's what you're asking. It's a good question. I agree with you.